It's important to build a community with others by spending time with them. Having a healthy community, whether it's with friends, family, neighbors, mentors, or romantic partners, is a vital part of life. Having people to comfort and support you, enjoy good times with, and share your inner self with can help you in your journey to create happiness. Creating a community can enrich your life and bring you joy. In the time of social networking, it's easy to feel as if you have a community, and some online communities do enrich individuals' lives. However, I encourage you to develop quality relationships with people you interact with in person. These interactions are vitally important to our mental health and well-being, as well as critical for happiness. Keep in mind that science shows spending quality time with a few good friends goes a lot further than having many shallow acquaintances. In college, many people feel isolated and lonely. Remember that this experience is normal and college is full of students just like you who are trying to find their place. The campus offers events, programs, and resources to help you connect with others during your time here. Now I'd like to talk about holding a grudge. The pain that resides in you can be a huge barrier to becoming happier. Forgiveness can be a form of compassion towards yourself, as letting go of a grievance will have a positive effect on your mental health. Forgiveness is not reconciliation, excuse or condoning behavior, or denying the harm that was done. Research shows that forgiving people are less likely to be hateful, depressed, hostile, anxious, and angry. They are more likely to be happier, healthier, more agreeable, more serene, able to empathize with others, and be spiritual or religious. They are also more capable of reestablishing closeness in relationships.